Directive 4.15 requires that police record a person's chosen name and use their chosen pronoun regardless of what's listed on their ID. It also allows transgender and non-binary individuals who are being arrested, housed, and searched to choose the gender of the person conducting their search.
Gender is incredibly nuanced and complicated, and just because someone is a trans woman does not mean they want to be searched by a cis woman.
Amber Hikes runs the mayor's office of LGBT affairs. She says another major overhaul of the 2013 directive is the terms used to refer to transgender individuals.
There were things in that directive that were, frankly, at this point, kind of insulting and degrading.
Philadelphia Police Deputy Commissioner Joe Sullivan says the transgender community took part in drafting the new policy alongside the Gay Officers Action League, the LGBT Liaison Committee, and others.
Writing the directive, vetting the directive, rewriting the directive until we had a product that we felt was worthy.
Directive 4.15 also requires that when possible, officers house and transport transgender people separately from other incarcerated individuals. The new guidelines go into effect immediately. Cherry Gregg, KW News Radio.